call to order the public hearing for the Common Council Zoning Subcommittee. The time is 7:07 PM. Mr. Clerk, can you please call the roll?
Alderman Polkowski.
Here.
Alderman Sanders.
Here.
Alderwoman Black.
Present.
Alderman Carlozzi.
Here.
Alderman Collins. Alderman Davis. Alderman Giantonio.
Present.
Alderman Hargraves.
Here.
Alderman Naples.
Here.
Alderman Pabon.
Here.
Alderman Rosato.
Here.
Alderman Salerno.
Here.
Alderman Salvio.
Here.
Alderman Sanchez. Alderman Smedley. We have 11 here. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Mr. Clerk, will you please read for the record the notice of the public hearing?
The Zoning Subcommittee of the New Britain Common Council will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, June 7th, 2016 at 7 p.m. in Council Chambers, 27 West Main Street, New Britain, Connecticut, for the following. Petition 33476 to amend the official zoning map to change the zoning of certain Arch Street area properties from A3 T and B1 to B3, encompassing properties on Arch Street from the intersection of Hart Street south to the intersection of Kensington Avenue and Shuttle Meadow Avenue, and including properties along Whiting Street from Arch Street eastward and surrounding intersection with Glen Street. At this hearing, interested persons may be heard and written communications may be received. Materials relating to this petition are available for public inspection during normal business hours in the office of the Town and City Clerk, Room 109, and in the Department of Municipal Development, Room 311, City Hall, 27 West Main Street, New Britain, Connecticut.
Thank you very much, Mr. Clerk. Having been properly noticed, we'll begin the public hearing. The first item on the agenda is Petition 33476, proposed amendment to the official zoning map to change the zoning of certain Arch Street properties from A3 high-rise apartments, T2 family, and B1 neighborhood business to B3 secondary business. Do we have anyone here to speak for or against this petition? Do we have anyone here to speak for or against this petition? Do we have anyone here to speak for or against this petition? Seeing no one, I will close this public hearing. The time is now 7:10. I hereby call to order. I'm sorry. Hold on one sec. Hereby call to order the zoning subcommittee meeting. The time is 7:10 p.m. The first item on our agenda is petition 33476, proposed amendment to the official zoning map to change the zoning of certain Arch Street properties from A2 T and B1 to B3.
It's A3, no?
B3.
No, but the first one was A3, no?
A3, yes. So changing them from A3, T, B1, to B3.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Alderman Giantonio.
Motion to accept and refer back to the full council with a favorable recommendation.
Second.
Motion made by Alderman Giantonio, seconded by Alderman Pabon.
Mr. Chairman, at this time, I'd like to ask Director Malinowski to read the report from City Plan into record.
Good evening, Alderman and Alderwoman. Report of the City Plan Commission to her honor the Mayor, the Common Council of the City of New Britain, the undersigned beg leave to report the following. Item number 33476, an amendment to the zoning map to change the zoning of certain properties along Arch Street between Hart Street and Whiting Street south to Shuttle Meadow Avenue and Wallace Street from A3 high-rise apartments, T2 family, and B1 neighborhood business to B3 secondary business. The City Plan Commission at a special meeting held on June 1 voted 4-0 to recommend that this proposed zone change be approved. Background. This proposed zone change would encompass a total of approximately 45 properties along Arch Street between the intersections of Hart Street and Shuttle Meadow Avenue, as well as several properties surrounding the intersection of Glen Street and Whiting Street, and would change them to B3 secondary business zone. Presently, the areas along Arch Street from Hart to Monroe are zoned residential A3 or high-rise apartments, or T, two-family. The areas along Arch Street from Monroe to Shuttle Meadow Avenue are B1 neighborhood business, and the properties surrounding the intersection of Glen and Whiting are A3 and OP, office and professional, or office and public. The B3 secondary business zoning that is proposed is a more intensive business and mixed-use zoning district, the same zone that is in place along most of Broad Street. This zone change is intended to facilitate the development of the Barrio Latino commercial district along Arch Street. This is envisioned as being similar to the Little Poland business district on Broad Street, a dense, mixed-use neighborhood of ethnic restaurants and shops, small business offices, and medium-density residential buildings. The planning and considerations. The properties within the zoning, the proposed zoning area, include a wide mix of uses from two-family houses to multi-story mixed-use buildings with first-floor commercial spaces and residential apartments on the upper floors. Overall, at present, residential uses are more prevalent than business uses. The notable commercial uses and buildings in the zone change area include an OP-zoned multi-story mixed-use building on the southeast corner of Glen and Whiting Streets, a gasoline station convenience store on the northwest corner of Arch and Monroe Street, a market deli at the northeast corner of Arch and Monroe Street, a small used car dealer and auto repairer on the southwest corner of Arch and Monroe Street, and a Crispy Chicken on the northwest corner of Arch and Shuttle Meadow Avenue. There are additionally a number of buildings originally designed for first floor commercial use that either have the first floor space vacant or underutilized, or in some cases converted to residential units. The B3 zoning district permits a number of commercial business types ranging from retail stores and personal service shops such as barbers and hair salons to restaurants and offices. It also allows, subject to special exception approval, auto repairs and sales, gasoline stations, and alcohol permit licenses. Additionally, the zoning district permits mixed-use buildings with residential apartments on the upper floors over first-floor commercial business uses. In many locations, the proposed zoning would allow more intensive development than is currently permitted, with up to 50% lot coverage and no required front, side, or rear yard setbacks. A 25-foot undeveloped vegetated transitional yard is required between new B3 development would take place abutting a residential zoning district. Many of the existing residential and commercial buildings within the zone change area are non-conforming in various manners relative to current zoning, including residential uses that are not permitted in the B1 zone and existing business uses that are not allowed in the A3, T, or OP zone portions. Many of the properties also have non-conforming yard setbacks and excessive lot coverage. The proposed zone change to B3 would make many of these properties more conforming in regards to permitted use and required yard setbacks and lot coverage. Arch Street is an important gateway to the downtown and potentially a viable commercial district in its own right. In time, it is expected that the B3 zoning will help encourage rehabilitation and reinvestment in the area, and that there will be an infill development with more residents to support the businesses on the street, and that it will begin to develop a more vibrant and attractive business character. The recommendation, the City Plan Commission is of the opinion that the proposed change to B3 zoning will help encourage the development of an attractive and vibrant commercial district of small and medium-sized stores and restaurants, improving the appearance and creating an attractive gateway into the Central Business District. The City Plan Commission therefore recommends the adoption of the proposed zone change to B3. Louis G. Amodio, Chairman, City Plan Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Malinowski. Do we have any discussion? Alderman Pabon.
Through you, Chairman. Ken Malinowski. Hey, Ken, is Brook Street on there, by any chance?
Brook Street's all the way down.
Yeah. Somebody said they were supposed to put it on.
It goes all the way down to the high school. From Buell Street.
So Brook is not on, okay.
I don't believe so, Alderman.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Alderman Rosado.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's important that we support this because of the fact that we are so, there are those of us here on the council, I know with Alderman Pabon and Alderman Sanchez, being involved with the Latino Coalition, we're very invested in Arch Street, and we want to see a vibrant Barrio Latino, which in the audience we have the people from the Boudiquin Bakery that are here that are also moving into a new facility there in the corner, and I just think it's goes along with the vision of what we have in the city of New Britain, wanting to make it more attractive to business. And again, the goal is ultimately to turn Barrio Latino into having a successful area, just as Little Poland. And this is one another step in making that into a reality. So I urge that we support this item. Thank you.
Alderman Sanders.
I just wanted to compliment our City Plan Commission for making this happen. I think this is long overdue. Looking at our zoning changes throughout the city, especially with our bus route, I think is very important. You know, Arch Street's gone through a series of construction over the years, and it's been very enhanced since I was a kid. I grew up in the area. I still live in the area. Drive by it every day, twice a day, and I've seen a lot of remarkable things happen there, and I congratulate the business owners who have taken the initiative to, start taking some investment within the city. So I highly support this. I think this is a great opportunity to expand, and this report really speaks for itself. So I hope everyone will support this as well. Thank you.
Alderman Sanchez?
I mean, everything's been said, but this is a great segment into our hopes and dreams for that area. I think for a long time, for as long as I've been on the council, there's been discussion, and obviously there have been steps that have been made to kind of see this through, and obviously there's a lot more to be done. But I just want to thank those that have been avid supporters of the area, who have done great work, who have had booming businesses, and continue to stay there. And we need to thank you for all of the hard work and dedication that you've put into not only your business, but into the vibrancy of the area as well. So I will be supporting this tonight.
Chris? Alderman Salvio.
Yes. Most people that you know that talk about New Britain always speak to celebrate the diversity that this community has to offer. And in recent years, from the time that I was in high school, here in New Britain, the Latino community has been growing and growing and growing. So this particular development now really puts an emphasis on and celebrates the diversity of New Britain. So I want to join in that celebration, and I will be supporting this move.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Carlo is here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through you to Mr. Malinowski. When we do these zone change, I just have a question on how the lines are figured out. And I'm looking at this, and there seems to be some things that seem to me like, I can understand it, but then in some areas it's on both sides of the street, on some other areas it's only one side of the street. And then there are these little indentations of areas that have been left out. How are those things decided? And I mean, there's a particular indentation here in one piece that some properties are not included when you could have just probably drawn a straight line across. I just curiosity. I've never quite figured out how these properties are selected. And like, gee, I think I like that one. We'll include it. No, let's leave that one out. How are these decisions made?
Can you?
So I can't. So the map is not unless there's a larger map. There is this small piece over here.
Between T and A.
At the end of Greenwood Street, going up a little bit.
I think a good portion of it, Alderman, are the property lines.
Yeah, but those two properties were left out. So any particular reason why those two would have been left out from?
It may have been the character of the property or particularly the property lines themselves.
Okay. And then any reason why on the other side of so there's Parkmore Street, and then there would be this, the properties between Parkmore and Arch Street. Those are not included. Are those T's or are they? Do you know what that is zoned up there? Because we only got one side of Arch Street included in that piece.
Well, I believe they're T.
Okay.
But that section of Arch Street, I believe, is elevated. If I am.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's almost like they do and they don't exist on Arch Street.
Okay.
They gain their character from really.
That's the piece. Yeah, that's the piece of before Monroe Street.
Right. They gain their character more so from the neighborhood behind them than they do their character from the neighborhood
from Arch Street. Okay. So in answer to those questions, those I see 1, 2, 3 properties that were specifically left out. Are they because they're like two families or they're six families or they're just. They just didn't belong in this rezoning?
Without understanding exactly what you're pointing at, Alderman.
Again, these two properties in here.
Again, back to your original question?
Yeah.
I think you're at the end of Locust Street, correct?
I believe that's what it says. My glasses don't focus that well on this.
Yes.
Yes. At the end of Locust Street, yes. Oh, that's a nice map.
Ah,
big time.
You're talking about these three?
I'm talking about, yes, exactly.
What we were doing, Alderman, is we were changing the zoning that fronted Rockwell, in this case, Rockwell Avenue and Arch Street.
Okay.
Okay, these properties do not front. So we were taking in, as you're asking us how we draw the line,
mm-hmm.
we generally take in those properties that front the street.
But down the road, potentially, these two could be for development purposes.
But they really belong going around the corner.
Okay. I would have included. Okay, very good.
Okay. You can amend it if you wish.
Nope. Thank you, Mr. Malinowski. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Rosado.
Quick question to Mr. Malinowski. Moving forward with Barrio Latino and, you know, looking down the road with any additional businesses, et cetera, that go down the Arch Street, will there be any additional zoning changes that may need to happen in the future?
Well, the immediate intent of the zone change was to, as it stated in the report, was to bolster commercial use of the properties along Arch Street. If Arch Street takes on a different identity, then there may very well be a need for future zone changes.
Okay.
The other underlying reason for this is, as you can tell, there's a hodgepodge of different zones already on Arch Street.
Mm-hmm.
So this will act to clean up zoning and make it an easier process for, let's say, a business that wants to locate there. An example, I think, is sitting in the audience, the bakery. If this zone change wasn't affected, the bakery would have to go through a number of variances in order to open their business, making it very difficult for them to go through the process step by step by step by step. In this case, what they wish to do would be an accepted use within that zoning district. So it would be much easier for them to open their doors.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Alderman Salerno?
Yes, through you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick comment that the Arch Street area has been under development for a very long time, and we realize the infrastructure changes over the years, and that actually has improved that particular street over the years. In fact, probably several decades ago, when we had some infrastructure issues that were fairly extensive. In fact, millions of dollars have been poured into that area. And now it's coming to fruition from the standpoint that now you can begin to build the businesses on that street that is a safer street in so many ways, is an open area. I've driven through there a number of times, and I am impressed overall with the properties that are being taken care of and being kept up, and I think that's very, very important. So I certainly am going to support this. I also just like to encourage not just the Latino Coalition, but a combination of the businesses through the Latino Coalition. You have the Arch Street NRZ there. I mean, to enhance their efforts within the community and to just constantly keep up the communication, I think it's a great step forward. So I'm certainly going to support this.
Alderman Carlozzi.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, you know, as a young boy, many a Thursday and many a Saturday I spent on Arch Street shopping at all the different stores that were there. We would start at one end and, you know, go up all the way up to Broad Street. But I particularly remember buying my first bike at Starline on Arch Street. So it would be very, very nice, and I think it's long, long overdue to see this street restored to that commercial activity. You know, I've been a long-time supporter of Little Poland and Broad Street efforts, and when we first started talking about Arch Street and the renovation, I totally support this and becoming a very important part and vibrant part of the Latino community. So I wish the Latino community a lot of success, and I'm hoping that there are lots of little restaurants and stores and just really show the culture and the vibrancy of the community through the commercial establishments there. Thank you. So I will be supporting this also.
Thank you. Do we have any further discussion? Seeing none, the motion is to accept and refer item 33476 back to the full council with a favorable recommendation. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? The motion passes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Alderman Giantone.
Motion to adjourn this zoning subcommittee meeting.
Second.
Motion made by Alderman Giantone, seconded by Alderman Carlozzi. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Adjournment is 7:30 p.m.